From Washington, this is VOA News. A debate over a referendum in Ukraine. The UN seeks urgent action in the Central African Republic. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. In Ukraine, armed men smashed a Russian military truck through the gates of a Ukrainian missile defense post in the Crimean Peninsula Friday. The men negotiated with the base's commanders as soldiers sheltered in their barracks. No shots were fired. Earlier in the day, Ukraine's interim president, Oleksandr Turchynov, signed a decree canceling a planned referendum on Crimea joining Russia. A day earlier, Crimea's Moscow-backed legislature voted for the peninsula to become part of Russia and scheduled a referendum on the issue for March 16th. Ukraine's interim prime minister says that no one in the civilized world will recognize the referendum's results. More details on this story at voanews.com. United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos is calling for urgent action to prevent further bloodshed in the Central African Republic. Amos says the total breakdown of the state is having grave consequences throughout the region. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Valerie Amos says during a recent trip to the Central African Republic, she was overwhelmed by the level of destruction and climate of fear.
There was palpable fear in the eyes of the people that we met in Bangui and also in Bosangoa, and lots of people saying that they wanted to leave the country.
Amos warns of a looming food crisis in CAR. She says millions of people will be at risk of communicable diseases with the upcoming rainy season. She says this crisis is likely to be even worse than predicted if the United Nations does not receive a substantial chunk of its $550 million appeal. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel would give up some settlements in a peace deal with the Palestinians. In an interview taped for broadcast with Israel's Channel 2 television, Mr. Netanyahu said it is clear some settlements will not be part of an agreement, and everyone understands that. The Prime Minister said he will make sure that the number of settlements is as small as possible. He also said Jerusalem will remain under Israeli control. The Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Friday refused to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, one of Mr. Netanyahu's major demands for a peace deal. Saudi Arabia has formally designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. The announcement was carried by state television, which quoted the Saudi Interior Ministry. The kingdom faces the Brotherhood's conservative Sunni doctrines, which challenge the Saudi principle of dynastic rule. According to the U.S. Labor Department, U.S. employers added 175,000 jobs in February, picking up the pace of hiring after 2 months of sluggish job growth. Senior economist James Glassman tells VOA the advance in the labor market last month is a favorable sign for the world's largest economy, especially after an unusually cold and snowy winter in the U.S., which limited job growth in December and January.
And an awful lot of the disruption we've seen in the news this year is really about the weather. And the February report tells you we may see better numbers in the next couple of months as we get back to something more normal.
The Labor Department reported that the unemployment rate edged slightly higher to 6.7% in February. In stocks in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrials increased 30.83 precisely, finishing at 16,452.72. S&P 500, it was up just over a point to finish at 1878.04. NASDAQ was down almost 16 points, finishing at 4336.22. The elder brother of Afghan President Hamid Karzai who dropped this week as a candidate in April 5th presidential elections, has thrown his support behind a former Afghan foreign minister. In Juba, South Sudanese officials said Friday they've intercepted 11 United Nations trucks carrying weapons. It's a violation of a UN rule that arms should be transported by air only in the country for security reasons. For more on all of these stories, please visit us 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from the VOA News Center in Washington.